Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds, or on X, I guess it is now. I'm gonna have to change that intro. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 2nd of August. We have a 4-game day slate. We'll look real quickly at the pitchers there, and then an 8-game main slate this evening. Looks like we have a little bit of weather in St. Louis and then maybe some weather in Kansas City, but St. Louis is the one to watch out for. Most ballparks have some wind blowing in, minus Wrigley, where it's blowing out to center again tonight, after the 29-run outburst last night. I have a feeling that game's going to be fairly popular. So it might be worth something to fade that game and hope for a 4-2 game or something along those lines. But let's take a look at some pitching here. Quick look at the 4-gamer, which actually starts in 3.5 hours, which is so weird. But Lucas Giolito making his debut with the Angels. I am not going to be interested in Giolito against the Braves. He and his fly ball pitching. He's been getting ground balls this year, which is weird, so maybe I have to dig into his numbers more. But traditionally, he likes to pitch up in the zone, even with his changeup. That just doesn't seem like a good thing against this Braves squad, who is on pace to set the Major League record for home runs in a season. Vegas-wise on that game, Atlanta's a -155 favorite. Eduardo Rodriguez, all eyes are going to be on him today. Blocked a trade to the Dodgers yesterday, which I don't quite understand, but that was his decision. So he is coming out facing the Pirates as a -125 favorite. I assume the chalk on this slate is going to be Erod, along with Mackenzie Gore down here. Tanner Bibby, excuse me. I don't mind Bibby. I'm just not really in love with picking on Houston, especially with rookie pitchers. But Bibby has showcased some upside, 25 plus DK points in 3 of his last 6 starts, basically 18 plus in 5 of the 6. So throwing the ball well, but the Cleveland offense is a question mark for getting the W, and the fact that he's on the road. Road splits, I believe, have not been strong. Yeah, he's definitely struggled much more on the road, so I don't think I'm going to get to Bibby, but we do have to consider some other things since it is just a 4-game slate. Mackenzie Gore at home, where he hasn't been all that great, unfortunately, which is really strange, but taking on a team that struggles with left-handed pitching. Now, I know the Brewers made some trades. Trying to adjust their roster, presumably to strengthen themselves against left-handed pitchers. He is a slight underdog, but I still like Mackenzie Gore against the Brewers today. Recent trend's not the greatest. He's kind of on an every other start kick right now, which would mean today we could get a great start out of him. I just like the upside. Call me a sucker, maybe, but I will be going with Mackenzie Gore quite a bit. Wade Miley returning from the IL. Didn't go on a rehab start. So I would assume that he is going to be on a short leash. He's been d pretty decent on the road. But it's been almost a month since his last start. Washington did just trade away Candelario. And Milwaukee is a -130 favorite. So maybe we do have to consider him in this one. But I'm not overly excited about it. Chirinos, I'm not going to go with. I'm going to pass. He just hasn't looked right for over a month. At some point, I think he's going to figure it out again. The other guy I'm considering here, Ronel Blanco, supposedly getting the call up, but we don't have an official announcement. I have to look at how he fared down in AAA since his demotion. Home runs are the issue, right? Like, two home runs in five straight appearances or starts at the major league level. But he gets a team that just doesn't hit home runs, who also just traded away Josh Bell. Naylor was scratched yesterday. It's interesting. Beto is certainly an option, but he hasn't really gone deep enough since June 24th, it looks like. So he's kind of been thrown out of the bullpen. He gets a matchup that I like, so I think we can consider him. But let's dig into the main slate, the eight gamer. The big matchup here is Gerrit Cole versus Shane McClanahan. great pitching matchup. Right now it's a coin flip, total of just 7.5. I am very interested in both guys, actually. Tampa Bay's starting to wake up a little bit. McClanahan at 9,300. Very intriguing for me. Hasn't been super sharp. So that's some worrisome issue there for me. Did struggle against the Yankees earlier in the one time that he did face them. Hasn't been as sharp on the road. So things are kind of trending negatively for McClanahan. I just know that the Yankees have been striking out quite a bit. So it intrigues me. Gerrit Cole has not fared well against the Rays, but he's been so steady. Strikeouts are kind of all over the place. You know, three games with just five and then a couple double-digit performances. So I don't mind him. I just don't know if I'm going to pay 10-8 when we have some options on the slate. Probably going to skip Joe Ryan. Not as strong on the road. Potential weather issues. Recent performances just not great outside of the strikeouts have been solid. But he's still giving up too many hits for my liking. And then, you know, I get to use Logan Webb at home. We're, you know, averaging a ridiculous 24 DK points per game in his home starts. Two starts against Arizona has been pretty solid. K's haven't been there in those two starts, but been pretty solid. The K's haven't been there the last couple starts either, but when Webb pitches at home in this park, I trust him quite a bit. So I think he's probably going to be my favorite up here. Senga's close to it. He's just a little bit more volatile, and he's pitching on the road where he has struggled more. But his last handful of starts have been great. The start today has a ton of K upside, which really intrigues me. So Senga could be my number one for GPP purposes. I just really like Webb pitching at home, even against a tougher Arizona squad. Don't think I'm going to get this Dylan Cease. I want to, just not sure I'm going to against Texas. He was strong against them when facing them at home. He has been better on the road, so maybe. Texas is a minus 140 favorite in this game, so but he's coming off a rough start against Cleveland, but prior to that, really strong against Atlanta even. There probably is some upside here, and maybe we do have to consider him at just 8,400. Considering earlier this year we were paying over nine, over 10K at one point for a guy that was a Cy Young finalist last year. Not gonna go with Kikuchi with the way that Baltimore looks to be swinging the bat, especially against left-handed pitching. Kikuchi's been great the last couple starts. He is a minus 125 favorite, but I don't think I can go there. Two starts against Baltimore has struggled. K's have been there, but overall has struggled against them. So I'm just not going to pick on Baltimore right now with pitching. I don't think I would even pick on them with, you know, if it was McClanahan facing them. Gonna pass on Kikuchi, gonna pass on Dakota Hudson, weather issues. Didn't look great coming out of the bullpen for Mikolas last week. I'm going to pass. Even though he does get a K increase in the matchup, I don't know that he's going to be able to take advantage of it enough. Gonsolin has really struggled in six of his last seven starts. But he does get a nice matchup. I think he's gotten a little unlucky. Walks are up a little bit. Not allowing a ton of base runners, not really allowing a ton of hits, but the other numbers are just elevated. So, but I do like Gonsolin in this matchup at home. It's a -305 favorite right now. So definitely have to take a look at that. Christian Rodriguez coming off of, was that his best, second best major league start? Forgot he did dominate Detroit, but he was solid against the Blue Jays the first time he faced them. He's been better on the road so far this year. The Blue Jays probably without Bo Bichette. That's a big loss to the lineup. I do have a little bit of interest in Grayson Rodriguez. More like a 10 to 15% share, I guess, at this point. Which could get bigger because we do have to try to, get enough pitching to fill out my 8-man pool for how I work my numbers. Slade Ciccone gonna be making his major league debut. Triple A numbers do not look good. I'm gonna have to dig in more to see what his numbers were like more or prior to pitching in the PCL, which we know is just an offensive league. A 23% K rate seems pretty solid. good ballpark to be making his debut in. There is some K upside in the matchup against San Francisco. I just don't know if I'm going to get there. If I do get there, he's probably more of a last man in and at a 10 to 15% share at this point. The other guy considering down here would be Dane Dunning. Hasn't been overly sharp over his last few. K numbers haven't been there. It's a random outlier game against Detroit, and then just 4-3-2-1. That's a bit worrisome. But he is a home favorite at -140 against a weaker White Sox squad who just traded away a bunch of guys, bunch of pitching. They didn't really trade away some hitters. They did trade away Jake Berger, which caught me off guard, considering all the talk was about Tim Anderson and even Eloy. But at this price point, I think he's viable because he does have this kind of upside. 37. If he goes for 37 tonight, that'd be pretty elite. Goes for 22. That's going to be a pretty strong performance as well. So I'm very interested in it at his price point to round out my pitcher pool. So there we have it. There's a look at 12 different games today and some pitching options. Reminder that this is my first look. The DFS Army members do get my updated pool as the day goes on. If you want to join us, you can use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. I'll put links in the description below. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. So as always, best of luck, everybody.